Well, the Cold War ended nearly 30 years ago, but it seems that Russia is still dominating American politics. Congress is holding several hearings on a hacking scandal, reports suggesting that Russia tried to influence the U.S. elections. Let's get the latest now from correspondent Simon Marks, tracking developments in Washington. Simon, thank you to us. Okay, thanks Simon for joining us. These hearings deal specifically with the emails linked to the Democratic Party. What are intelligence officials saying?
Yeah, well, this was quite a broad hearing that was held up on Capitol Hill today by the Senate Armed Services Committee, and the theme of the hearing was the cyber espionage threats that the United States more generally faces. But because of all the lead up to it, and particularly because of some comments that Donald Trump has made on social media over the last couple of days, in which he has again continued to question the conclusion by U.S. intelligence, or as he always puts it on Twitter now, intelligence in quote marks, he has questioned their conclusion that Russia was behind that hacking attack on Democratic Party computer servers that led to WikiLeaks releasing all of those emails in the middle of the US election campaign. Now, intelligence chiefs made it absolutely clear within the last few hours they are under no doubt whatsoever that Russia was responsible for what they called the most aggressive and direct attempt the country has ever seen to interfere in the outcome of an American election. They described it as a multifaceted campaign unleashed by senior figures within the Russian government. They said only figures within the Russian government of the highest possible level could have authorized the kind of multifaceted campaign and the kind of hacking attack that plundered the Democratic Party's computer servers. They will be furnishing details of how they've reached that conclusion in a report that will hit Barack Obama's desk and Donald Trump's desk and the desk of lawmakers up on Capitol Hill in about 24 hours' time. We won't get to see a redacted version of that report, we believe, until Monday here in the United States. And then the public will have an opportunity to judge whether intelligence chiefs have reached the only logical conclusion that they say they could reach, namely that Vladimir Putin and the Russians were behind it.
Simon, we know that Donald Trump is set to take office in 2 weeks' time. We also know that President Obama, as a response to this, has decided to expel 30 of the so-called spies. How is Russia responding to this?
Well, Vladimir Putin decided to step back and, in a sense, wait to see exactly what happens here after Donald Trump takes office in 15 days' time. There was a widespread expectation that after Barack Obama ordered the expulsion of 35 Russian diplomats and their families from the United States, that Vladimir Putin would respond in kind. And indeed, he says that his own foreign ministry advised him to kick 35 American diplomats out of the Russian Federation, but he said instead he was going to wait until Donald Trump had been inaugurated to see exactly which direction the president-elect, who will then be president of the United States, chooses to take U.S.-Russian relations. As you know, Donald Trump has spoken approvingly of Vladimir Putin's style of leadership in the past, despite the fact that he's widely viewed, certainly in policy-making circles here, as a demagogue who has taken a wide number of steps to trample on democratic reform in Russia. There is a huge distance between Donald Trump and Republican members of Congress, particularly of the United States Senate, over all of this. And it was notable here today that John McCain, senior Republican figure in the United States Senate, and his fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham went to great pains publicly to make it very clear that they absolutely disagree with Donald Trump over his view of Vladimir Putin and the way in which he's been governing Russia. And they say they are preparing legislation legislative attempts to implement even tougher sanctions against Russia in the future. So Donald Trump may have an open line to Vladimir Putin, but at the moment he's got a pretty closed line to senior figures within the Republican Party up on Capitol Hill, whose support he's going to need when he becomes President of the United States.
All right, Simon, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for that report. Simon Marks with the latest on the so-called hacking hearings.